Okay, 31. We're moving along here. May all sentient beings' anguish be alleviated. This is the prayer of bodhisattvas when seeing someone suffering. This, what this points up, because mostly when we see somebody suffering, we think may their suffering be alleviated. You know? But there's this fine point here of compassion, wanting their suffering to be alleviated, and personal distress of our not wanting to have to look at them suffer. Okay? Getting what I'm saying? And so it's very easy to fall into personal distress, and because of personal distress, we want others' suffering to be removed. And that's good, you know, that's certainly not wrong or bad in any way. You know, we definitely want others' suffering to be removed for no matter what reason. But the difficulty is, if we fall into personal distress, is our mind gets cloudy and we're not sure of what is the best way to remove their suffering. Because we just want the situation to go away because we find it so painful. And so by wanting it to go away so badly, we often don't deal with it in a really good way. And this comes up a lot around issues of euthanasia, especially people euthanizing their pets, you know, because the view people write, I just can't stand to see, you know, my dog or cat or whatever it is suffer, and the vet's telling me to euthanize because that's compassionate to put them out of suffering. Okay, I hear this a lot. And I think what's there is our inability to sit with others' suffering, because the mind isn't thinking with a broad picture at that time about how, what will really eliminate that being's suffering. Okay? Because when this question was put to Lama Yeshe, he would always say, well, if you know exactly where that animal is going to be reborn, you know, and you know exactly that they're going to be reborn in a better situation than the one they're currently in, then yes, euthanize them. It's not causing suffering. Okay? But the question is, do we have that psychic power to know where someone's going to be reborn? No. So in our attempt to eliminate their suffering, we may actually send them more rapidly to a lower realm where they're experiencing more suffering, because we can't endure to see the suffering. Okay? So it's a tricky balance, because then some people go to this thing of saying, well, then it must be just their karma to suffer, and we shouldn't interfere if somebody's suffering at all, because it's their karma. And no, that's not correct either, you know, because if there's the possibility to alleviate suffering, we should definitely alleviate it. We shouldn't just say that's somebody's karma, okay? But the thing is, to build up the strength within ourselves so that we can endure seeing others suffering, be it physical suffering, emotional suffering, the confusion with which they live their lives and make bad decisions, that we have the strength inside to bear witnessing that without feeling like we have to hurry up and fix the problem because we can't stand it. But also to not go from the extreme of hurrying it up and fixing it because we can't stand it to the extreme of being totally apathetic, but being able to bear the suffering and really see what will benefit in this situation for the long perspective. Yeah? And so in cases where people have pets or so on, what I often recommend for them to do is then, you know, do a lot of chanting or say their prayers out loud, and do this before the pet's really sick, you know, too. You're sleeping, it's okay. you know, but if you do that, that plants good seeds in their mind. And for as long as they're in that life and you can plant good seeds in their mind through their even hearing the Dharma, even if they don't understand it, that's being of benefit to them. Yeah. And so, even though it's painful to watch them suffer, we can also do something beneficial at that time.